to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemechek. If you've been listening in or walking around in the world lately, you may be wondering if hiring a coach would be useful to you. This podcast is called Coaching for Women Entrepreneurs. The short answer is probably yes, a coach would be useful to you. But what exactly do you do with a coach? And how do you know which type of coach or method or program is right for you? Because the industry is very full of options. I'm going to address these questions and more today and tell you where what I do with my own clients fits into it all. There are so many different types and styles of coaching. Personally, I think they are all useful in their own way, and it's really up to you to think about how you prefer to work with someone and what feels good to you as a method. You want to feel safe and comfortable enough and trust the process and the coach enough to actually show up and do the work. But you also want a person or method that pushes or pulls you out of your comfort zone just far enough to challenge where your brain is right now and help you see things in new ways. Not so far that you are terrified and shut down, or that you don't believe there's any chance of the coaching working for you. That will just make you feel worse and probably not move you any closer to what you want. I'm partial to straightforward but also gentle coaching that helps you find and solve the root causes of your problems with love and compassion instead of shame and guilt. That's how I coach. You get to be your whole self, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And sharing the bad and the ugly with a trusted coach is some of the most freeing work that you can do. I don't believe coaching exists to fix you because you're not broken. You might not like specific things in your life or your business, and you may want to reach for next level goals, but that is not because you yourself are a problem. Coaching exists to show you what's possible for you and give you tools to do all the things you want, including figuring out what you want and why. It helps you access your higher self, you know, the one with the goals and the ability to reach them, and then reminds you of that self each week and helps you change all the little things in your mind, your life, and your business that will add up to the future version of you that you're working toward. Coaching helps you create and enjoy the journey to where you want to go instead of fixating on the destination as the only time and place you get to be happy, relaxed, and proud of yourself. Some coaching focuses heavily on the actions you should take, changing behavior and pushing you towards your goals with a lot of willpower and force. I think of that like a diet, and it's not the style I like. It has its place for specific goals or people's preferences, for sure. However, I'd rather understand why I am doing things that I don't want to do, or why I'm not doing things that I do want to do, so I can change my brain first. Ultimately, that approach solves my problems faster, and I get to go through more of them. That's the way I work with my clients. To me, the work is not to fix what you're doing wrong or to find the right things to do, so much as to understand what's driving you as you do the things, and knowing that even the dumb stuff that makes you frustrated that you see yourself doing, that too can reveal really powerful lessons and growth. Instead of just rejecting or dismissing and hiding all that dumb stuff because you're embarrassed by it, embrace it, learn from it, actually look at it, approach it with compassion and curiosity. Some coaches are very spiritual and focus on emotions, energy, higher powers, divinity, and things that sound out there or woo-woo to a lot of people, while other coaches are much more cerebral, academic, scientific, or strategic. Personally, I find all of these approaches useful and very interesting. And depending on the problem I'm solving and where my brain is in different parts of my life, I use them all. I study all of them, and I also use them as needed with each of my clients. Some coaches are also consultants in many ways. They have a particular skill like marketing or fitness, and they teach you that skill while also coaching you through the learning and implementing of the work. Because sometimes the skill is something specific that you want to learn, but doing the work to do it is also really hard because you're like, no, this is hard. I don't like it. And that's where coaching and consulting can work really well together. When you want to learn a particular skill or method, these are the coaches to seek out. I personally hire several of these types of coaches, and they've helped me hone my entrepreneurial skills, especially in marketing and sales. Many coaches have specific programs, often offered through groups or courses, where they walk you through specific materials step by step so that you learn in their particular suggested order, and you also receive support as you go. When you are fairly self-motivated, good at guiding yourself through what you want, or looking for specific information, strategies, methods, etc., this is a great option. Other coaches, like me, work with you one-on-one and meet you where you are, working on your specific goals at your specific place in life and business. I like to think of myself as the life coach for women entrepreneurs who are sort of uncomfortable or uncertain about the idea of having a life coach, but also want to change their life and business. My husband tells people I'm an executive or leadership coach. I don't know which one he uses more often. Put it another way, I like to help my clients do all the things that you do with a life coach without making it weird for them. I'm like that grounded friend who calls you on your BS, offers you the space to see it and decide if you like it and want to keep it, or if you want to change it, and then I help you do that too. My clients are women who've been following rules and doing what they're supposed to do for years, but they're tired of that way of existing. They're not always clear on where they want to go or how, but they know it's not where they are now, and they are ready for it to be a bit more uncomfortable to get to their next level. Often they have some ideas, but they can't figure out what to do next, or maybe they don't know how to do it, or they can't figure out how to actually take action now instead of putting things off until forever from now. You know the drill. They are already successful and impressive women. They know how to make money usually, but they also want to make even more money. And they know the way to do that is not the same way that got them where they are now. And while they've been following rules and doing all the right things, many of them have neglected some things in their personal lives. Maybe it's their fitness or their mental or emotional health. Maybe it's their relationships with their spouse, their significant other, their children, their parents, or simply some basic fulfillment outside of work, like having a hobby or sleeping or cooking, things that they just never make time for. Sometimes they just wake up and realize they don't really know who they are anymore, and they don't like that. They know they're not fully satisfied with where they are. They want to like themselves more, and they want to get better results from the actions they take. I also work with women who run all sorts of businesses, lots of different industries, because it's not about teaching you the right strategies or me being an expert in your particular industry. It's about how you think. It's how you think and feel with the actions that you take. It's not about finding the right things to do or the right method, so much as what you're thinking and feeling as you do them. These are the things I talk about on the podcast all the time. I know how to listen to what you say, filter it, and reflect back to you what's actually happening in your brain. That's why coaching is so effective. I help you separate the facts and the stories without jumping into and sharing your bias or adding my own bias, because all of us are pretty certain that our stories are facts until we talk them through with someone outside of our everyday interactions. And how exactly do we do this work and create these results? Let me just break it down for you. We start by doing an intake of everything happening for you right now. Obviously, just the stuff that's relevant to you, not, you know, we don't have to talk about all the details of your life. But we talk about the things that are working for you and not working, things you like and don't like. We assess where you are and we discuss where you want to go, where you want to be. What do you want to create in your life? Maybe you only want one or two specific things, or you have a whole huge list. Either way, I've got you. Then we get clear on what you want to work on together first. We decide how you'll know when you get there, because sometimes we stay very vague on those things, and that's not useful. And we focus on one thing at a time, because contrary to what we wish, it's really hard to do a lot of things at once. So we want to make sure that we focus on one thing, get good at it, make it a habit, and then move on to the next. That said, the work you put into changing one thing tends to flow over into other areas of your life. It's so much fun. Then we come up with your plan. What are all the things you might do to create the change you want? What will need to change in your life, your brain, your business, your feelings to make that happen? We identify the obstacles that may come up and we create a plan to overcome them. We track your progress as you go. And I don't mean with a chart and gold stars. I just mean we talk about what comes up as you go. We celebrate wins. We notice how your behavior and your feelings start to change as you do the work. And we move as fast or slow as works for you. The work really isn't totally linear. You know, say you want to work on increasing revenue. To do that, we realize that you struggle to describe what you're selling. So we'll work through that. Then maybe you start getting lots of interest from potential clients, but you find you're avoiding sending them proposals or contracts or invoices. So your cash flow is messed up. So then we figure out why that's happening and we work through that. And when I say why that's happening, it's not because, I mean, it could be simply you don't have processes in place, but usually there's something in your mind that's like, I'm avoiding it, or I don't think it matters, or this isn't important, or I'm scared, or I'm uncertain about something. And then maybe another week, you're struggling with sticking to your calendar and balancing all these different roles you play in your business. Basically, we continually examine why you do things the way you do them, why you don't do some things. We even explore why you do things or think you should do certain things at all, especially when they're repeatedly being avoided and dreaded. Essentially, we get to where you can question everything you think you know, everything you do or don't do, and how all of it can serve you if you change that, all without judging yourself. We do it from genuine curiosity and not from assumptions that you're wrong. And as we work through these things each week, we allow space for other things that happened in your life, like your kids getting sick or annoying you, your romantic life taking a twist you didn't expect, your mom calling you in the middle of the day and asking you why you haven't lost that weight yet. Because while you may be laughing, these are seriously the things that distract and derail our brains from getting things done at work. I can't tell you how often these things occupy my own mind. When you acknowledge them and work through them, you will feel much lighter and more capable and present in both your work and at home. All this work on rewiring your brain and being intentional with your decisions and actions will impact other areas in your life, even if you aren't purposely working on them. The work I've done in getting coached on my business always improves how I interact with my husband and my son. It's also helped me manage my weight, take better care of myself in general, and value myself more than I ever have in my life. When you aren't feeling insecure, confused, overwhelmed, or whatever bad feelings in your business, you will have more time for the things you care about, both at work and at home. I want to share one last thing that might come up for you as you consider looking for a coach for yourself. A lot of people tell me they want to fix things about themselves before they hire a coach, kind of like cleaning your house before your cleaning service comes. They think they aren't good enough, advanced enough, rich enough, successful enough, or something enough to hire a coach. Thing is, that's precisely what a coach helps you with. Because guess what? All of those not good enoughs or not ready enoughs are simply thoughts. Thoughts are optional. That's something I will teach you and help you apply to yourself. It's honestly been the most useful nugget in my life. So, if all of this was useful to you and you're like, yep, I do need a coach, I would love to offer you a free coaching consultation call with me. As of this episode going live, I am accepting new clients. You can go to my website. It's in the show notes and on the podcast website, but it's sarahnemecek.com. And Nemecek is N-E-M-E-C-E-K. And schedule a Zoom call with me. And let's talk about what you want to create, what's going on in your life and your business, and what you want to change. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.